time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone. It's always so exciting to be here. And thank you so much for all of you that have been listening live and for all of you that have been downloading the shows. I really appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, it's another glorious day, and the topic for today is fashion, clothes, and closets. You know, it really is so important for us to feel good about ourselves, but it's equally important that we feel good about the clothes that we're wearing. Now I ask you, is your closet busting with clothes that you hardly wear and you don't even know that you have? Do you wake up in the morning and have a hard time getting dressed? Do you spend hours shopping for clothes and never buying anything? That's me. If you've answered yes, yes, and yes, well, you've tuned in to a great show. In a few minutes, I'm going to be speaking to a friend of mine, Jackie Stafford, who is also a TV style expert, a fashion spokesperson, personal stylist, and the new author of The Wow Factor. And I actually just picked it up and this weekend, and it's fabulous. She gives us all the insider style treats. Secrets for everybody and every budget. So stay with me. She's going to be here in a couple of minutes. So I also just got an email that I want to share, which is very cute. She said, Meryl, after she got the notice of today's show, the e-card, she said, Meryl, have you been spying on me? I have piles of clothes everywhere, winter clothes to clean and store, as well as what do I do with these winter items I haven't worn in 3 seasons? But it seems so silly to get rid of them in the spring pile. Ugh. Let's not even talk about the spring clothes. Too many for two closets. Can you say hoarding? Funny how I wasted a half an hour this morning looking for something to wear. Guess I'll be listening in on Wednesday's show. Please tell us what to do. Thank you for that email. And that's exactly what I plan to do, to give you some tips on how to clean out your closet and get organized. And then Jackie is going to tell us how to dress and what's best for our body type. It's all about fashion, styling, knowing what you have in your closet, and how to look and feel fabulous each and every day. You know, creating your own personal style is like building your own brand. The clothes you wear do say a lot about your personality and your lifestyle. You want to express yourself in a way that is true about who you are. Makes sense, doesn't it? Also as important is dressing to attract the people and the opportunities you want. For instance, if you want a new relationship, maybe you need to change up your wardrobe a little bit. Get something a little bit risque. Or if you're looking for a new job opportunity, maybe you have to go for a more classic look. And also, you want to create an image of how you want others to perceive you. Again, feeling good in your clothes is key to having a great start to your day. One of my favorite things that I say to people and my clients is, high heels are yours on. And of course, I'm referring to shoes, but actually, what I mean is, like, when you're wearing heels, you're always standing tall and feeling fabulous. And that's really how we should be feeling, whether we are wearing heels or flats. I wanted to mention that I'm going to be referring to the Home Organizing Workbook, which is available as an ebook, and it can be downloaded on your iPads or computers. So just so you know, I'm going to be on 126 for all of you that are following along. So let's get started. There's just a couple of things that I want to go through because I want you to all start thinking about these things so you could start incorporating them into your life. And really, we're going to start with just cleaning out your closet because it's just so basic. And, you know, it's important for you to really set at least a day for this project because it is a bit overwhelming. It does take some time. And if you could set a day aside, you will definitely have enough time to, you know, to get it done. The first thing that you want to do, and we've said this, and it does make sense, but I want you to hear it again. You need to empty the entire contents of your closet. Put everything on the bed, you know, and as you're taking each item out, it's a good idea just to start basically asking yourself, does this fit? Will I wear it again? Is it even in style? And is it in good condition? Those basic things. You then want to put your clothing and the accessories that you no longer wear in separate bags. You could use garbage bags or shopping bags. You want a bag for donations, another bag for discards. You want clothes in need of cleaning. Go into the laundry basket or into a separate bag for the dry cleaner, whatever works for you. Clothes that require mending or alterations should be placed in another bag. If it's difficult to decide whether or not to keep a shirt or a pair of shoes or any other item, try it on. See how it looks. If you don't feel comfortable or like the way it looks, chances are you're never going to wear that item again. So keep that in mind. And you know what? If you can't do it this time, give yourself 3 times. If you put something on 3 times and 3 times you take it off, it's time to let it go. Now, of course, now we're coming into spring. So if you have your ski clothes in your closet or those heavy sweaters, now is the time to take them out. You might want to put them in clear plastic containers or garment bags in either another closet or another storage area. You might even want to keep those things underneath your bed. After you do all that sorting, you should be left with the clothes that you know you're going to wear regularly. You want to sort those into further categories: pants, shirts, slacks, handbags, ties, shoes. And depending on your wardrobe, you may also want to divide that into work clothes and casual clothes, or work clothes and dress clothes, whatever works for you. Before you put anything back in the closet, you know, I always think it's a good opportunity to clean and vacuum and use a little bit of soap and water. Look, if you wanted to take it a step further, you might want to paint that inside of the closet or add some light to the closet. You might even want to buy a closet system. So that's something you want to do after you take everything out. Once you've done that, whether you painted or you cleaned or you added a new system, you want to group each category of clothing, like all the sweaters, all the hanging pants, all your handbags, all your shoes. If one category is particularly large, you might want to break it down by color, which I love doing, or into other groupings, such as dress shoes, everyday shoes, athletic shoes, whatever. You want to replace any bent or broken hangers or use a more appropriate hanger for a particular garment. And I've talked about hangers before because I like to have all the same hangers in the closet. And for those of you that have closets, you might want to consider a slim hanger because, you know, closets are a bit tight and we need to save space everywhere, which way that we can. So the next thing you want to do, when the closet is half filled, you want to stop and take a look at it. And if it feels right, continue. If not, you want to rethink and readjust the organization. When you're finished, another thing that I like to do is maybe add some cedar block. It just makes it feel, you know, really good, smell and feel really good. So that's important. Now, when I said stand back and take a look, to me that is so important. When I open up my closet doors, they look beautiful, I have, you know, my jewelry there. Everything is color-coded. Everything is pretty. My shoes are all lined up. It makes it easier for me to start the day. And it just looks really good. And we all know when something really looks really good, it feels really good. There's a couple of other tips that are important that I just you might want to take note of or just really remember. As far as dry cleaning, I always like to remove the plastic garment bags that the clothes come back in. You know, they really don't allow the garment to breathe properly. So that's something that's important, and I do right away. Another thing to remember is never put worn items back in the closet next to clean garments. You know, even if a worn garment is clean, your body oils and perfume act as a magnet for material damaging insects such as moths. So that's really something important for you to remember. The other thing is that if you have delicate or beaded tops, you know, like silk, it's a good idea to store them flat in some kind of box, whether it is clear or cardboard, some kind of box they can lie flat and stay fresh, and you don't want those little beads and delicate things to catch on to anything. Also, if you lock them flat, they don't lose their shape or stretch. Another thing you could do if you want to go a step further is wrap the item in acid-free tissue paper. And you always want to keep these items, store them clean before you put them away. Another thing, and I mentioned this before, and I want you all to hear this, is to consider the three strikes rule, if you will. Put something on and give yourself three times. If you put it on three times and immediately take it off, that's your key that it's not going to work for you again. So let's remember that. I think it's really important. And remember, and I said this in the beginning, I want you to allocate a realistic amount of time for editing. I said a day, but, you know, you could even give yourself 2 or 3 hours because real editing involves trying on things and going through a lot of items. You don't really want to have to run out halfway through and lose your clearing out momentum, if you will. So those are the things that I think that'll give you a really good start to get yourself in going in the right direction. There's a couple of questions you might want to ask yourself when you're sorting through anything in your closet. Do I love it? Do I wear it? And does it project the image that I want to project? And again, if you've answered yes, yes, and yes, then you can confidently put them in the keep pile. Once you put everything back into the closet, and again, I'm repeating this, group your like items together. Create functionality. Separate your categories. And you could take it one step further and color code. Remember that you want to utilize your prime real estate. Reserve the front and the middle of your closet for the clothes you wear most often. Remember, easy access is key. And then, of course, we need to talk a little bit about closet maintenance. The more you keep it up, the less time it will take going forward. So, for instance, if you take something out of the closet in the morning, leave the hanger there and put it back. That's if it's clean, of course. If it does get soiled, we don't want to do that. But a pair of slacks or a sweater, something that you can, put it back in the same place that you took it from. It makes things a little bit easier. And then it's important to schedule some time to go through the closet, whether it's once a week, once a month, whatever works for you. It's important to maintain it. It won't really maintain it on its own. That's just what it is. You know, I wanted to mention, last week I read something about H&M. We have them in the city, and I think they're around the country. but they have a clothing collecting initiative that if you collect, what does it say here? It says if you hand in gently used items from any brand to H&M stores, and they have 48 of them across the country, the items, they will take them, and then you can get in exchange as an incentive, you can get 15% off one item of your choice, which I think is really great for H&M that they're doing that. So keep that in mind. So let's see. Oh, another thing is, because I find that a lot of my clients leave things not only in their handbags but in their clothes. So when you're hanging something up that you've just worn, make sure that you empty the pockets. And another thing I like to do is to fasten the top button of shirts and blouses, especially if they're made of silk, so they'll stay on the hanger. That's something that is important as well. I'm waiting for Jackie to call in, and I'm going to just go through a couple of other things here with your closet, or even like choosing a hanger. That's really important too. If you have like strappy dresses and tops, the notched hangers are really good for you because it'll keep them in place. And if you don't have any, you might want to use some clothespins even to keep those sleeves on a hanger. Padded hangers are great. They're soft. Also, the silk and spaghetti string straps won't slide off them. Those are really good, too. Skirt hangers, they're typically made from metal, and they have the sliding clips. Those are really good, and you could also get skirt hangers in fabric as well. Trouser hangers, this clamp hanger grasps a pair of hangers by the cuff, and that also discourages wrinkling, which is really good as well. Wooden hangers are great. You know, good quality wooden hangers are a good investment for keeping your clothes looking great longer. A wooden skirt hanger has contoured shoulders to keep shirts looking nice between wearings as a suit hanger, which also comes with bar across the bottom rung for holding pants in place. Anyway, I see that Jackie is here. I'm so excited. So just hold on for a second. We are going to take a 30-second break, and I will be right back.
Each week you hear Meryl Starr give some great tips to getting organized on her radio show. But how can you find out more about Meryl and possibly use her organization services to your advantage? Visit MerylStarr.com. Meryl provides consultation to help you organize your personal space, your workspace, and your life space. Appointments are available by phone or by Skype. You can schedule your session at MerylStarr.com. Also, find out information about Meryl's books, available through Amazon. You need to get organized. Visit MerylStarr.com today.
Hi, everybody. Well, I'm back. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. I am fabulous. And you?
I'm great. I'm great. I've been super busy, so all is good.
I am so glad that you're here. And we have all new listeners here on Blog Talk. So I wanted to start from the beginning, and I want you to tell people how you got started, but I can't wait to talk about the wow factor, because I read it this weekend. It's absolutely fab. Fab.
Aww, you're so sweet, Meryl. Well, you ask me whatever you need to know.
Well, you know, how did you get started in you know, this fashion business that you're in? You're a stylist, and you're a spokesperson, and you're great at shopping. How did that all come about for you?
Well, I'd been writing for a number of publications. I wrote for Vogue and Marie Claire and Lucky. I was the executive style director of Shape magazine for the past 8.5 years. So my expertise is really understanding what's in the market, what's trendy, what fashion, and I've always worked on television. That's really my background, making women over. So what I do is I can make real women look the absolute best they can be. So, you know, I work with women that have all different body shapes, all different budgets, and I firmly believe, Meryl, that you don't need to be look like a stick insect model to look great. I dress women from a size 2 to a size 20 who have no budget, who have a large budget. So really I run the gamut of working with real women that have curves and hips and boobs, or maybe they're flat as a pancake. Whatever body shape they have, I can make women look absolutely sensational. So I've really learned all the secrets from writing for these magazines, seeing what's in the market, and doing the actual practical making over of women on all the television shows. Every time you see me on TV, I'm the one that's done all the makeovers myself.
Unbelievable. So fabulous. So fabulous. And I love newsletters that you send out are so perfect. So I want to make sure that we get where people could sign up for those newsletters, because they come every week and they're fabulous with great tips and things like that. So where could they sign up for that, for the newsletter?
Well, Meryl, I do my free newsletters, as you said, every week. They're always fashion-related tips for your body shape. They're very real. They're very relatable. Mm-hmm. So you can go to my website, JackieStafford.com, and Jackie is J-A-C-Q-U-I. So JackieStafford.com, and there you can sign up for your free weekly newsletter. And they're fun, and I love hearing all my readers. I love hearing from my clients that absolutely love getting these newsletters, and they're always asking me questions, and I show where to buy them, and I do really affordable options as well. So, they're fun. I enjoy getting them out to everybody.
They're great. So let's talk about the wow factor. And I just want to read Nigel Barker, the celebrity fashion photographer, wrote this on the cover about you, and it's so, so true. Jackie, a walking, talking guru of style. She reveals the insider secrets of looking your best while maintaining the mystery of allure in a way that is affordable and doable for absolutely everyone. And it's so, so true. That was so great that he said that, because it's absolutely the truth.
Oh, well, I know Nigel well. I've worked with him many times on fashion segments that we worked together. So, he's a friend, and he reviewed my book and, you know, was kind enough to write that lovely quote. So
just
I
lovely.
Was very, very lucky.
Mm-hmm. So I loved it. So when I opened up the book this weekend, of course, the first thing, the first chapter was Figure Out Fashion, Love Only the Clothes That Love You Back, which is perfect. But the first thing that we need to do is find the shape that you are. And that's great. I didn't even realize that there were so many different shapes, whether you're a sunglass shape or the fragrance bottle, the heart shape, the cocktail ring. We probably should explain those to everybody out there, or the lipstick.
Yeah. Let's explain those. Okay. Well, that's a really good question. I'm glad you're asking me to explain them, because what I found over the many, many years that I've been doing this is that women never really knew what body shape they were. Mm-hmm. And once you figure out your body shape, then you can dress to look the best you. And you're born with the body shape that you have. You might lose a bit of weight, you might gain a bit of weight, but basically you're always going to be the same shape. So once you've figured out your body shape, then you can learn how to dress for that. And it doesn't matter whether you are trend dressing, whether you're not trend dressing, whether you have any interest in fashion at all. If you figure out your body shape, you can look amazing. So what I wanted to do was come up with 5 body shapes that really every woman can identify with. And I wanted to come up with names that women wanted to be, rather than names that made you feel bad about yourself, like being an apple or being a pear.
Right.
I wanted to come up with shapes that people go, I like that. They're aspirational, they're fun, they're cute accessories. I came up with these super cute little icons that match them.
Crazy,
so
great.
One of the shapes is a fragrance bottle. So you imagine a fragrance bottle with a slender top half and a more rounded bottom half. That is what we would traditionally know ourselves as, like a pear shape. But I'm calling it a fragrance bottle. So if you're smaller on the top and bigger on the bottom, so that's what I refer to women for that shape. If you can imagine a heart pendant, you imagine a beautiful heart pendant necklace. Now that's to describe women that are bigger on top and smaller on the bottom. And that's a very common shape. Women that have a large bust and then they have slender, slim legs. A lot of women have that shape.
Mm-hmm.
I described another shape, which is the cocktail ring.
Love
so you
that.
Imagine a gorgeous round cocktail ring. Now, this is for women that have a little more in the middle. Mm-hmm. So if you have a less defined waist, then you would be signified as a cocktail ring. And I came up with another shape to describe women that are just fairly straight up and down. That's my lipstick. Mm-hmm. So if you're fairly straight up and down, you're a lipstick shape. And then if you have balanced curves top and bottom, you are a sunglasses shape. So you can imagine the silhouette of a sunglasses shape. So I came up with these little icons. They're all over my newsletter as well. So the newsletter really identifies what shape you are. And basically, in the book, it just has these chapters that are defined by your body shape. So you just refer to your body shape. And every single thing in that chapter will help you figure out what shape you are and the best way to dress to flatter your body shape.
Yes, and that's what I so love because it's so simple. I'm sunglasses, so I immediately, you know, turn to page, you know, 16 and it explains. It's so easy because I never would have really thought about some of these things unless it was written here, like the form-fitting dress. If you're sunglasses, you have to accentuate your waist. I just never thought about it, and it makes so much. I can't wait to go out and buy a dress that has a belt at the waist because it's going to be
really
perfect
amazing.
For me.
It's really amazing. Once you've figured it out, and kind of a light bulb goes off in women's heads, and once they go, oh, yes, I am exactly that shape, and they can take my book, and then they can go and find the pieces that flatter their shape, and they won't make these expensive mistakes because we've all made the mistakes of buying things that look fabulous on the hanger.
Yes.
And we get them home and they look terrible on us.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is help women shop. I want to say, you don't be stressed, don't be overwhelmed. Let me help you figure out for yourself what looks good on you.
Mm-hmm.
So my book will teach you how to shop and what to pick up that looks great. And I don't even think we mentioned the title of the book. It's called The Wow Factor, Insider Style Secrets for Everybody and Every Budget.
Yes, and it's totally wow. It's totally wow. You know, like getting back to myself because that's how I related it. Like belted pieces draw attention to the narrowness of the waist. Like I said that before, but I didn't realize that. And then, you know, don't wear boxy, square-looking pieces. And I do that, and they just hide your waistline. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the mistake a lot of women your shape, Meryl, will wear. They will wear a boxy, shapeless piece. But if you have the figure that you have, then you want to make sure that you're showing it off. Now, I'm not talking about wearing very body-conscious, very tight-fitted pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that at all. But what I want you to do is dress to accentuate the parts of your body, the best parts of your body. All in all, you'll look slimmer, you'll look taller, you'll look younger. And I don't know any woman that doesn't want to look slimmer, taller, and younger. So what I do is I teach women how they can dress the best for themselves. And it doesn't, again, I want to stress, it's very important. It doesn't matter whether you're a size 2 or you wear a size 20. These are the same rules that apply. I can make you look amazing, whatever size you are and however much money you have to spend.
Right, and that's important too, because it's important for women to realize that we don't have to spend, you know, an abundance of so much money to look great. We really don't. It's
absolutely right. Absolutely right. There are some pieces that I say that are worth the investment. I talk about them in the book.
Mm-hmm.
There are some pieces that I say that really you don't have to spend a ton of money. There are pieces that I say don't waste your money on this. So really, I wrote the book as to be a non-fashion person's fashion book. So it's called The Wow Factor, Insider Style Secrets for Everybody and Every Budget. And I wanted to give everybody these insider style secrets. So I've been working for 20 years in the industry, so I know the actual insider tips that help women look their best. And it's not about spending a lot of money. It really isn't, Meryl.
It really isn't. It really isn't. And there's just so much information in this book. You know, like something was so cute. the top five lies that the fashion industry tells you. And it's so interesting because so many people just don't even think about it. You know, like celebrities look effortless because they put in no effort. And you're like, totally, totally not true. There's a
totally
major hardworking entourage behind the scenes that make us all effortless. It's so true, and I think it's so important for people to hear and realize out there.
Yeah. I mean, when you're on a photo shoot, you have no idea. That when you pick out the pages of a magazine, you have no idea what goes into making that shoot. I mean, these are hours and hours and hours of getting hair and makeup, and behind every clothing look you see on a model, there will be a bunch of bulldog clips holding that piece in to cut and flatter it and make it look great. And pictures will have been retouched, and there's so many things that we do to make the piece look absolutely amazing on a page. So a lot of women buy things just because they think, I love that. That looks great on
right.
a 5'10" size 0
Two.
Model.
Right.
And you go, well, of course it does. That's
right.
But if you're 5'4" and size 14, it's going to look different on you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is teach women, ignore what you see in the magazines that you think that you want to buy. What you want to do is figure out what works for you personally. And my book will teach you what works for you personally and help you go shopping yourself. And I just wanted to help women so that they're not wasting time in clothes, feeling demoralized, taking hours and hours and hours in the stores if they're busy and they don't have the time to do that, spending money that they don't have on things that they don't wear. So for me, I just wanted to help women figure it out for themselves to learn these inside secrets.
It's great. And then not only do you help, to me the most important thing was realizing what shape you are, and then the book kind of just leads you there and what to buy and what's good and what's going to work. And then you go on to talk about like shopping for a bra.
Oh my goodness. Very important.
It's so, so important. And you know, you don't really realize, you know, if you want to get like a lacy bra or a sexy bra for the evening or an everyday t-shirt bra, that there are things that you can do. And you even list the places where you could buy items that you feel are great and universal.
Yeah. I mean, this again has come with completely hands-on experience. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've done makeovers on thousands of women, and so I know what works. So I list down the bras that work, the shapewear that you need, and please don't be fooled. Please don't think that when you see a celebrity on the red carpet that she just happens to look like that. She will have a whole army of stylists behind
mm-hmm.
her. She will have shapewear up the wazoo
mm-hmm.
getting her to look like that. So I know all the inside secrets about what it takes to look fabulous. So I innerwear, shapewear is incredibly important. I mean, basically what you wear inside is just as important as what you put on top because it can change absolutely everything.
Absolutely.
So I talk about in shapewear, I talk about bras, I talk about the right panties, I talk about trends as well. There's a chapter on trends. There's even a chapter in my book about dressing wealthy, even if you're not. I just did a big TV show about it, all about how to dress wealthy to look wealthy and what are the secrets of looking wealthy. I give a whole chapter on accessories, how to get the right accessories, how to mix and match gold and silver, how some tricky trends that you should absolutely ignore. And I have a whole chapter on the hair and makeup and the makeup and the beauty secrets. I mean, I was a former beauty editor for many, many years, so I know all the beauty brands and all the skincare secrets of what actually works. So that's a whole chapter in the book, too.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love the look rich chapter because it's like rule number one, you know, fake a closet full of, you know, couture clothing. And it's great. Everybody could do these things, you know, fake a fine jewelry collection. You know,
yeah.
And it's just there are so many things out there that we can buy, and even fake, gorgeous, shiny hair.
I know all the secrets, so I wanted to write them down for every woman
to
enjoy.
Great. I never knew there were so many secrets, and so many women out there don't realize this. And I know, Jackie, we keep saying it over and over, but it's so true that what we're seeing out there on the runways, you know, on the TV, whatever it is, it's not real. And I think it just puts a stress on women out there to think that this is something that is so simple for these women and movie stars and actresses, when in reality, it's really not.
Absolutely. Meryl, you're absolutely right. And I want women to feel good about themselves. So many women say, you know, I'm going to buy a new wardrobe. Will you help me buy a new wardrobe? I just need to lose these last 10 pounds, and then, you know, I want you to come shopping with me.
Yeah.
And I always say to them, listen, let's get you looking great now. Let's get you looking great today, because you don't want to be walking around feeling bad about yourself, feeling that the only way you can look nice is if you possibly lose the last 10 pounds, because let's face it, you're probably not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get you looking the best that you can do now and get you looking amazing, feel amazing, so you're more in tune to go to your actual body, and then to working out, to looking healthy, to really motivating you to look the best you can be. But let's get you looking right now.
Yeah.
So I don't want women to feel that they can only buy things or wear certain trends or do things if they're a certain size, if they've lost the weight.
Right.
They throw style out the window because they're over 40. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right. That's ridiculous. And that's society. That's our society. You know, you need to look like you're a size 0 or a size 2 and have your, you know, your hair perfectly coiffed and beautiful makeup on, and you need to do all that to walk out of the house and feel good about yourself. And that's not true. You need to feel good about yourself as you are. That's it. As you are, how you look like. You know, I think somewhere in the book you mentioned, you know, stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself, you know, without any clothes on. You know, love that. Love your body.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Yeah, you've got to love. Yeah, I mean, listen, I look at my body and I go, oh, wouldn't it be fantastic if, you know, I didn't have this flabby tummy and I didn't have cellulite on my thighs and I don't like my arms. And then I look at it and go, wait, my body gets me from A to B. I can dress it brilliantly, so I look taller than I am, I look skinnier than I am, I look younger than I am, so I know the secrets. But, you know, you have to be able to go, I love myself how I am. I'm never going to be a 6 foot tall, size 0 model.
Right.
I am never going to be that. So I have completely come to terms with what my body is, and now what I can do is dress to make it look fantastic.
And that's the key for everybody out there, is just to feel comfortable in your own skin, no matter what shape you are. And that's why I love the different shapes, you know, that you put out there, because I think also you mentioned that, you know, if you're one shape, you're not going to be able to become another shape. That's your shape.
Yep.
That's what
it is. That's right. That's what you are. So,
you know,
accept it
and love it, and, you know, pick up the book and you will find all the secrets that could make, you know, help you to feel the way, you know, you want to feel and look.
Oh, well, you know what, Meryl, can I just take a side note for 2 seconds?
Yes.
Every single time I walk into my apartment now, after we met, and I see how my apartment, how organized my apartment is and neat, because you taught me. You taught me, Meryl, and I have to say this, you taught me to get rid of all the clutter.
Yes.
And I can tell you, as a fashion person, obviously I have racks and racks and racks of clothing in my apartment, because I'm always working with private clients. I'm running around getting new pieces in and seeing what's coming into the market. So, you know, I always having deliveries with a ton of pieces, a ton of new clothes. And you were the one that taught me to keep everything organized and keep everything and get rid of the clutter. And when I walk into my beautiful apartment and it's all clean and tidy and neat, in a way, what my book does for women with fashion by helping get rid of all that clutter and all that angst that you have and boiling it down to the essentials of what makes you look great, what I do in my book is what you do for someone's home.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that I think it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You're the greatest. You're great. Thank you so much for that. It really is. It's always nice. Always nice to hear. Always nice to hear. So let's just give the women out there that are listening some easy tips on what they need to do first. I know that we've been discussing it, you know, for the past half hour, but let's reiterate what do they need to do to get themselves together and to start getting a wardrobe that works for them?
Well, one of the first things I would say is figure out your body shape. Because once you've figured out your body shape, that's really the key to going forward dressing your best. So figure out your body shape first of all. Figure out what flatters you. Like figure out, it's very, very simple. You can, are you large busted? Are you heavier bottom half? Do you have less of a waistline? So, you know, you can take some of these tips. You can pick up the book and figure out your body shape. And then once you've got that, then you want to start thinking about your undergarments. You know, a bras, getting fitted for a bra the right size will make a dramatic difference. I mean, it can take 10 pounds off you getting the right bra.
It's so true. And also, Jackie, the undergarments like the Spanx, you know, it's like I read that it's important to put them on under everything. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, not just Spanx. I mean, there are thousands of fabulous shapewear brands that can that work with you. Maidenform, Flexies, Bali. I mean, there's so many different brands out there that offer these wonderful shapewear that is not your grandmother's shapewear. So, you know, you can say shapewear and people go, yikes, you know, I don't want to wear something really constricting and really uncomfortable. And this is not that at all.
Right.
So what this is just smoothing, shaping, help you have that clean silhouette without any lumps and bumps. So it's really just about getting that very, very smooth line. And I recommend it for absolutely every woman. And a lot of women also, they'll buy something. They'll buy a dress, like a jersey knit dress, for example. And they'll say, what do I wear underneath? And then if you wear something like a shapewear, a little shaper, maybe it's just to the mid-thigh, like a one just to the mid-thigh, nice high-waisted, it keeps you nice and smooth. You don't get any visible panty lines. You get a very, very smooth line. It just helps you look so much better in your clothing. Get a bra that fits you. You want to lift up the bust line. You want to increase the distance between the bust line. Increase your torso between the top of the bust and the top of the hip. So you want to lengthen you. It makes you look longer and taller. So by getting fitted for a bra correctly, you can lift your bust line so you look the best possible. I mean, that is going to take a decade off you and 10 pounds off you just by getting the right bra.
It's just so exciting.
Well, now you know, you see.
It's so exciting. You know, and the other thing that you had in the book that I didn't mention is that you have a chapter on interpreting trends at any age, which is so important. Your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. It's really, I love that. I love that chapter.
Well, that's another thing, Meryl, is that so many women think that they can't possibly be trendy or follow fashion when they hit a certain age, and I don't believe that at all. That true style is absolutely ageless. You can look fabulous at any age. Now, some trends, very, very young, very youthful trends, you might want to just interpret, maybe, for example, bright colors. I mean, neon. So imagine the neon trend. So what I might recommend that for, if you're slightly older, I would say, okay, let's not do head-to-toe neon. Let's leave that for your 17-year-old daughter or niece or granddaughter.
Right.
Why don't we interpret maybe a bag, maybe a color in a scarf, maybe the color in a belt. Use it, splash it around your outfit and a little bit of accessories. So then what it will do is it will show that you follow the trend, that you're up to date on fashion, but you're not wearing it head to toe like a fashion victim.
So true. So true. It's fabulous. Well, I tell you, Jackie, you definitely did, because the book is wonderful, The Wow Factor, Insider Style Secrets for Everybody and Every Budget. It's just fabulous. And where is it available?
It's available everywhere. It's available Amazon.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, Barnes & Noble. Yeah, I mean, you can get it absolutely everywhere. So my website's got details. You can buy it. It has all the links that go straight to it. It's also available as an ebook, by the way, and I designed an ebook, which is great because for everybody that has a Kindle, I designed a limited edition Kindle cover. It's super cute, in conjunction with a brand called Built New York. It's a beautiful Kindle cover. It's got like a fuchsia on the inside and a Python print on the outside. Jackie, so where you can find out more information is JackieStafford.com. That's JACQUI. Stafford.com. And if your listeners want to, if they buy the book, then if they email me, then with their address, then I'll be happy to send them an autographed sticker.
Oh, how wonderful. That's great. Well, it is truly fabulous. I love it. after I'm actually passing it along to my daughter because I want her to read it, because it's just great. It's just great. The information, it's like an encyclopedia. There's just so much information in here. You really covered everything from soup to nuts. So,
thank you, Meryl.
And thank you for that. It's really wonderful. And I just want to thank you again for being here on the show. And I love you. You're fabulous.
Oh, Meryl, well, I just adore you. Every time I walk into my apartment, I think of you. So thank you for helping me get rid of my clutter.
Yes. Always good to do. Always good to do. Anyway, thank you, Jackie. It's time to take just a very quick break. This is Meryl Starr. You're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Could you use some more organization in your life? Sure, we all could. But where to start? In the home? At work? With yourself? The answer is very likely yes, yes, and yes. Tune in to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. It's all about how to let go of the clutter in your life, from the personal issues to the physical spaces. Meryl and her guests will work on a different area to improve each week so you can take back control in your life. Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr.
Oh, that was great. It's always a pleasure having Jackie on. And really, the book really is fantastic. So, okay, my next caller is here, and it happens to be my daughter, Allison. Hey, sweet
Hello.
Girl.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
My
How
little
are you?
Fashion guru that I am so grateful for. I think that if everybody had a fashion person that could shop for them and tell them what to wear and air the jewelry and the handbags, they would be as lucky as I am.
Well, Jackie was adorable.
She's great. And
I loved her.
I know. She's so spectacular. And did you see the book this weekend? I have to give it to you.
I did. Yeah, and I think it's really awesome because she's worked in the industry for so long with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're just reading it, you know, like another magazine or another book. It's like
it's so true.
Really coming from someone who knows.
It's great. And I'm loving my blue, my sky blue nail polish that you had me put on this weekend. I feel so fashion forward.
But you know,
yeah, I mean, I think that's cool that it makes you feel good and you can't be afraid. I mean, it's just nail polish, but...
And you know what?
No.
That's so true because I do get afraid of that. I'm like, well, let me just stick with my red or get my, my French. And this is really like changing it up. And you're right. It's bright. And every time I look at it, it's like so wow to me.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for, you know, for people to do that out there. And you taught me that.
But you're very classic, which always, I think, a good thing, as you know, what looks good.
Right. Well, you know what my issue is, and I think that a lot of people share this, is that I'm not like the greatest shopper. And that's something that you do effortlessly. I mean, you're always showing up with either a new jacket that you got with the big buttons, that blue jacket, or the boots that you wore the other night. You know, I think that people would just love to know how you do that so they can do that. Like, how do you shop so effortlessly?
Well, one thing, I opened my closet, which you saw last night. You said it doesn't look so bad, but I don't think it's that good based on my dry cleaning that's in a ball on the floor and my pajamas mixed with my scarves. But I think one thing that I've definitely learned, and you know this from me growing up, is do not go shopping if you're not feeling good about yourself that day.
Right.
Terrible
That's a
idea.
Good one.
Because then you'll be frustrated that nothing looks good and that nothing fits.
You know, that's so true. I never really thought about that. But if you're not feeling great from the start, how could you go shopping and expect for that just to really shift? I mean, some people think that it does. Some people think that, you know, if you go shopping...
Yeah,
like
shop therapy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, I think when I've done that, sometimes it helps because shopping can be fun, but sometimes I just end up really frustrated and then I feel guilty about the stuff that I buy. But if you go out and you also another thing too is it's fun to shop when you feel good about what you're wearing. You know,
right.
Like instead of going out shopping, which I do sometimes, I like go out in my leggings and a t-shirt and a sweatshirt. It feels nice if you put a little effort into what you're wearing, and then you kind of already feel like stylish going in.
Right. Yes. I hear you. Like if you're going shopping, it's probably a good idea to, you know, put some makeup on and put your heels on and feel really great to begin with.
Right. Because then when you're trying on clothes, you already feel like, okay, well, I actually wear these shoes regularly instead of wearing flip-flops. And like this
right.
is how I look when I go to work.
And that's a really good tip. And then, you know, another thing that you do that I think is a true gift is that you do a lot of consignment
mm-hmm.
store shopping.
I love thrifting.
Thrifting, that's a better word. And I don't know really how many people out there do that. I find it to be difficult, but of course, you know, for you, it's so easy. And what would you say for people? Like, how could we get started doing that? I mean, we need to start, I guess, by finding the shops in our area.
Yeah, which is so easy to do. I mean, in New York, there are a ton of them, which is great. You know, downtown in the East Village, there's even one, you know, in the Upper East Side that's great, that has a lot of, like, women's dresses and shoes. But, I mean, thrifting is difficult because a lot of times there's a lot to look through, and it's a mix of stuff that is not so great.
Right.
Mixed in with, like, a few things that are really great. But the reason I love it is because you can get designer stuff for so much cheaper. So, for instance, you know, those gorgeous brown leather Stuart Weitzman booties that I love, I got those for $40.
Wow.
Whereas
now, how
I
much were they originally, do you think?
Probably, like, I don't know, maybe definitely a couple $100.
Yeah, see, that's great. And they're gorgeous. And they really are in good condition. I mean, when you wore them the other night, they really look new.
That's the thing, too, is don't buy stuff just to buy it because it's a certain label.
Right.
Especially if you're thrifting, it's tempting to do that. Like, you know, oh, this is a great Marc Jacobs dress, but if it's missing buttons or it's something that you can't easily fix, then it's
right.
not really worth it.
It's not really worth it. Even if you're paying a discount, it's just not
exactly.
worth it. Right.
Because then you can go and buy something new for the same price. Like, for instance, if I were to go out and buy shoes, I would spend, let's say, $100 on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could buy, you know, Stuart Weitzman designer booties for $40 that look basically new. And they're going to last a lot longer.
Right, because they're really good quality.
Yeah, exactly. And I've done that with I'm looking through my closet. I'm trying to see what else I've done that with recently. But it feels really good because then you have, you know, I think Jackie was saying this too, and it feels really nice when you have expensive clothes typically fit better. They're made out of better material, and they'll last longer.
Right.
You can get that for cheaper. It does take a little bit of work, but
right. But
you
it's
know, you
worth
can research
it.
With the good. It is. It's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like you're getting those investment pieces and not always having to pay the investment.
The investment. And then the other thing, and I wanted to tell people out there that you started doing is you're making your own jewelry, which is just something I think anybody could do it. I would think. I mean, the pieces that you're making are just breathtaking. They're just fabulous.
Well, thanks, Mom. But that's another thing, too, that there are a ton of blogs like this now where it's do-it-yourself.
Mm.
So you
do-it-yourself.
You see something that you love, and you can make it for less. So, of course, you have to have some sort of ability to do this.
Right.
But a lot of these sites make it really easy and, you know, step by step. So that's kind of how I started my first necklace that I made.
Mm-hmm.
I love Anthropology. I love that style.
Right.
So I made something similar, but I actually ended up making it with nicer material, and it cost less than it would in the store.
That's unbelievable. That's
so
crazy.
That also feels really good when you can wear something like that, A,
yes.
that you're proud of because you made it, and B, because you know that you're making it for less with better stuff.
That's great. So people out there could just find blogs online that's like do-it-yourself jewelry or...
It's clothes. It could be stuff like, you know, even for your house. But a really good one that I like is I Spy DIY. She's actually written a book, too.
Okay.
That's a really good one.
I Spy.
And it's just cool. I've made bracelets based on, you know, I've taught my friends how to make bracelets that I found on that site. So
that's great. There's so much online. I didn't even know that existed. But that's fabulous for people out there, you know, especially, you know, if we're not in these, you know, metropolitan cities where you could just go out and buy beads and strings.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's great to be able to look it up online. And then I imagine, you know, you could just order product online from different companies and create, you know, your own jewelry and clothes. And the other thing that you're starting to do is you're going to get back your sewing machine out and you're going to experiment with making some things on your own. And I think that's fabulous and that's great for, you know, for people out there. You know, it's the age of DIY. Do it yourself.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about it. It'll probably take me a very long time to actually finish one thing.
But that's
I think it's so cool. You know, I mean, you know, I love magazines and fashion and clothes. I think it's really cool to be able to look at something and say, hey, you know, like Jackie was saying, that shape will look really good.
Yes.
And I love that. I love that material. You know, that's so cute. And to try, at least, and make it yourself, I think that's something that's really cool.
I think it's great. Well, sweet girl, thank you so much for coming on to the show this morning.
You're the
greatest. And, of course, you always look gorgeous and so well put together. I don't know, that jean, I don't know why I didn't get that jean. But I love you, love you, love you. And
love you, too. We need to talk soon for you for a dress.
I know. We need to do a little shopping. I'm thinking about going downtown, maybe we'll go together, or you know what, I might even just try to take, you know, the day and pick up a couple of pieces.
Yeah, and just be patient, don't rush.
Great advice. That's great advice. So I love you,
love you,
and
love you.
I will talk to you later. Thanks, sweet girl.
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Oh, what a great show that was. Jackie is just absolutely wonderful. And Allison is a dream come true. She's the it girl. And thank you, all of you, for tuning in and listening. Each week as we tune in, we focus on you and your life. Seeing the clutter will become clearer and clearer. As you start to release it, you will feel better and better. It's truly inevitable. Please visit my website, MerylStarr.com, for more information about me, my books, or even to set up an appointment to continue this conversation. As always, I look forward to hearing from you via email or phone. I love your stories. Please send me your thoughts and ideas. Ask me your questions. All are welcome. Also, if you would like someone you know to hear this week's or any week's show, they will be available on my Blog Talk Radio homepage. My goal is to help you make a positive change in your life. Tune in each week as I focus on real issues with real people and I focus on you. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next week, keep it simple.